Section 3. Creating a basic collection level description using mandatory fields. We are now going to create a description from scratch. From the EAD Editor homepage, you will see a Create File option. Ensure that no template is selected and click on the Create File button. This brings you to the main inputting template. You can see on the left-hand side there are various options to save, preview and export your EAD description. We will talk about these more in another section of the tutorial. If you would like to use a sample record for entering data as you go through this tutorial, we have one available on our workshop page. You may wish to open a new tab in your browser and enter the following web address: archiveshub.ac.uk/workshops. On this page you will find a range of documentation to help Archives Hub contributors. You will see there are example descriptions, including EAD Example 1 description for the Thomas Sharp papers. You may wish to use this sample description as we go through creating a basic description, but you can complete this tutorial equally well by using one of your own descriptions. ISADG. If you have navigated away, please now go back to the template. You will see the template starts with 3.1 Identity Statement Area. This refers to the ISADG International Standard for Creating Archival Descriptions. If you are not familiar with ISADG, you may like to take a look at our standards pages, which can be found in the Archivists section of our website under Contributing. Essentially, ISADG provides a standard for the creation of archival finding aids, and the EAD editor has been designed to create ISADG-based descriptions. You do not need to know about ISADG in order to use the template, but it can help you with good practice in creating archival descriptions. Entering data into the mandatory fields. We will cover the mandatory fields first of all, so that you can create a basic Archives Hub description. You can then come back to your description to add more information. All mandatory fields are outlined in red, apart from level, which is also mandatory. Reference. First of all, you need to enter the reference. This consists of three parts: the country code, the repository code, and the collection reference. The country code is already filled in for you. Take your cursor to the second of the three boxes and enter your ARCON code, which should be a 3 or 4 digit number. Now take your cursor to the last of the three boxes and enter your collection reference. If you are entering the Thomas Sharp papers, our sample record, please be sure that you do not enter exactly the same reference as someone else within your institution, as references must always be unique. For this local reference, you could just enter your own initials and a number, so that you have something that will be unique to you. As soon as you do this and you move your cursor away from this field, you will see that the top right-hand box, labelled Persistent Identifier, has automatically been filled in with a complete reference. The reference is a very important part of the archival description, not only for identifying the description, but also for enabling the Archives Hub software to process the records properly. The reference that you provide here is used for the EAD record itself and for the archive collection. If you would like to know more about these references, please see our help page at archiveshub.ac.uk/help/refcode. You will see that throughout the EAD editor there are question mark links to take you to this kind of contextual help for each of the fields that we will be entering data into. Title. The title field is a free text field for you to enter the title of the collection description. The title is extremely important in an online service like the Hub. Think about providing a succinct title that describes the collection as well as possible. It will be the main means that a user has to identify whether the collection is relevant to them or not. Something like the Barbara Castle Cabinet Diaries, or the Charles Stanford Collection, or Records of Huntley and Palmer's are examples of good titles. Examples of unhelpful titles are things like Factory Accounts and Miscellaneous Papers. Bear in mind that the title is what users see when they carry out a search and get a list of results. It is the title that indicates to them whether the collection is relevant to them or not. You do not need to include the date in the title, as there is a specific date field, and providing dates in the title can be misleading to users because they may assume these are the life dates of the creator of the collection. Dates. The dates of creation are the first and last date covered by the archive collection. You will see two fields here. The first is the free text field. You can enter the date here however you wish it to be displayed to the users. We would recommend a standard syntax, which will commonly be a four-digit year or 2 years with a hyphen in between. You can also enter days and months here. You can enter dates such as early 19th century and dates such as 1950s. For ongoing dates, we recommend using ongoing in square brackets. Examples of dates are given in our help page, which you can access by clicking on the question mark icon. The second field is for the normalized date. This is the date that the software uses to undertake a date search. So the date that you enter here must be in a very specific format, as indicated in the editor. Most contributors just enter years here, and they must be entered as four-digit numbers. A start and end year should be entered with a forward slash in between rather than a hyphen. For example, 1890 forward slash 1899. You can also enter day and month dates, but they must be digits provided after the year date. For example, 1890-01-01 would be 1890 January the 1st. If you do not enter dates in this way, the Archives Hub will not be able to search your description by date. Level. The level of description is a controlled text field, where we provide a drop-down list of values. For a collection level description that is a true archival collection with a common provenance, most contributors use fonds. You can also use collection, but this is generally used to refer to an artificial collection, such as a collection of photographs brought together from different sources. Whether you use fonds or collection will not make any difference to the way the Hub treats the description. It will still display as a top-level collection description. Extent. The extent of unit of description is where you give an indication of the size of the archive, which is very useful for potential researchers planning a visit. This is a free text field, but we would recommend using a standard measure such as number of boxes, maybe with linear meters or square meters if that is standard practice within your repository. Whilst boxes may vary in size, most archival boxes are of roughly similar dimensions, and it is likely that a collection of 5 boxes will require significantly less of a researcher's time than a collection of 100 boxes. You may also wish to include more detailed information here, especially if the collection is quite small, such as the number of folders or volumes. The extent field can also be used to indicate the medium of the archives, such as microfilm, DVD, photograph, or textual records. Note that we do have a subsequent field in the editor which can be used to describe physical characteristics that affect the use of the material by researchers. Repository. The repository field should always include exactly the same entry for the name of your repository. Please do not vary this, otherwise the hub will not treat all of your records as being from the same institution. You may use something like University of Wales Lampeter or Edinburgh College of Arts. It is preferable to use the same entry as you provide on the Archon directory. If the name of your institution or department changes, we can undertake a global edit of your records for you. Name of creator. The name of creator is the name of the person, family or organisation responsible for the creation, accumulation and maintenance of the records. This is a free text field, so we do not ask for a specific form of the name. It is the name that researchers will see, so a non-inverted form of the name is preferable. We do not recommend adding the dates to the name of the creator. Later on in the EAD editor, you will be able to add the name as a controlled point of access with the dates and an epithet if you wish to add one. Examples of names include Thomas Sharp, the Cooperative Press, Warren Family of Tabley, Cheshire. You can enter more than one name here if you wish to. Scope and content. The scope and content is the field where you can provide a detailed description of what the collection contains if you wish to do so. The scope and content should help the researcher to judge whether the archive is relevant to them. Draw out important concepts such as people, subjects and places. Think about what a researcher might enter as a search term and whether your description should come up in the results. You can see there are paragraph tags included here, an opening tag indicated with two angled brackets and a closing tag with a forward slash. You need to enter your text in between these two tags, so that means after the opening bracket, the letter P and the closing bracket. This tells the system that this will be one paragraph of text. If you would like to add more than one paragraph of text, there are two ways for adding more tags. You can simply type them in yourself, or you can right-click with your mouse to see a menu of options. The first of these is Paragraph, and clicking on this will enter two new opening and closing paragraph tags. Just enter the data as before in between these two tags. You can continue adding paragraphs in this way. If you simply create new paragraphs visually without using these tags, the spaces will not persist in the description, so it is important to use these tags to create your paragraphs. You may like to include a list of the series contained within your collection. To do this, right-click within the field, highlight List within the terms provided, and you will see list and item as options. Click on list to enter two list tags within your description. Each list needs an opening and closing list tag, and you will see that within that there is an item tag for your first item. Enter your data between these first two item tags. When you want to enter another item, go back to the menu and select Item. Ensure that the opening and closing item tags that you select are entered into the data at the right point. The tags will be entered at the point at which you have put your cursor. You can simply type the item tags yourself, but do remember that the closing tag has a forward slash. If you would like to find out more about manual encoding and see an example of a list with the tags included, please click on the help icon by the field name and you will go to the help page for scope and content. You will then see that there is a link to help with manual encoding. In our manual encoding section, we provide various information about tags that you can use to mark up your data. At this point, you may like to see what your description will look like when it is on the hub. You can do this by clicking on the Online Version button, which is on the left-hand side of your display. If you have created a list, you should see it displayed with the bullets included. To get back to the editor, simply use the Browser Back button. In a similar way, you can use the EAD button to see a display of the content with all of the EAD tags included. Conditions governing access. The Conditions governing access field is mandatory because it is vital for researchers using an online service like the Hub to know whether they can access the archives. If your collection is open for consultation, please record that here. You may have some conditions restricting access, or the archive may be closed or not available without some kind of condition being met, for example, a letter of introduction. Please make sure that you record this information here. Language of material. The language of the material is a mandatory field where you need to add the international ISO code for the language as well as entering it within a free text field. For example, ENG, lowercase, is the ISO code for English. Once you have entered ENG and English as a language, you must press the Add to Record button to ensure this information is included. You can then go on to add more languages if the archive is in several languages. You will see there is a link to the ISO codes if you need it. Please do ensure that you add the correct code, as this is used by the Hub to record the language